Okay, you may have heard about this eclipse thing today, maybe. If you did get a chance to look at it, I hope you were wearing your special glasses. Writer Deepak Singh certainly wore his to watch the eclipse in Tampa, Florida.
Yesterday, on Sunday evening, I got a text alert for my daughter's elementary school. It was a safety message that said, "It is dangerous to look directly at the sun during the eclipse." The last three words were all in caps with an exclamation mark. Don't look up. The message from the school made me think of my experience of a solar eclipse in India as a kid. I must have been 10 years old. I have a very clear memory of the solar eclipse. Not the memory of watching the eclipse, but a memory of not watching it. No special glasses for me back then. No wall-to-wall media coverage explaining the safe way to witness this amazing natural phenomenon. In fact, my parents made sure I didn't step out of the house at all when the eclipse happened. They also made sure not a single ray of sunlight came into the house that day. They draped the windows and doors with heavy curtains, sealed the cracks with newspapers and bedsheets. They told us if we saw the light outside during the eclipse, we could lose our eyesight. So, I stayed indoors for most of the day and played board games with my siblings. We only opened the curtains and windows when it was well past sundown. When I went out, it was totally dark, and I saw people slowly coming out of their homes. It wasn't just my family. The entire neighborhood had stayed indoors too. I never questioned why and how one could go blind just by looking out during an eclipse. If I did, I don't remember the answer. Yesterday's automated warning from my daughter's school explained it a little bit. Maybe my parents were told the same thing, but they took it a little too seriously, and it left a big impression on me. I still don't look at the sun directly, but today I did, with my eclipse glasses on, and I did not go blind.
Deepak Singh is a writer based in Boston. He watched today's eclipse in Tampa, Florida, where the sun was 81% obscured by the moon.